Retrouvez tous nos podcasts sur le site vinetdine.fr.
Voilà, et ben écoutez, on va découvrir alors un nouveau groupe suédois, Crown. Voilà, alors qui joue dans ce groupe? Ben, on va être dans un instant avec Alexander Strandell, le lead vocal, qui est aussi un des membres fondateurs d'Art Nation, dont on va parler. Jonati, qu'on ne présente plus, hein, qui est bien sûr le clavier et il joue de la guitare dans Hit. John Leven, le bassiste d'Europe. Christian Kicken Ludwigst, qui était dans The Puddles, et on a aussi en guitariste complémentaire Love Magnusson qui est avec nous. Mais tout d'abord, on va faire un grand bonjour à Alexander, parce que pour rien vous cacher, ça a été un petit peu difficile de se parler. Alexander, thank you so much for accepting my invitation. It's a great pleasure to speak with you about this new project we call Crown, and the new release is called Kings in the North. He's come back on the mid of June. A big surprise to see these old members of beautiful Swedish band coming on one project we call Crown.
Yeah, I mean, thank you so much for having me. It feels amazing to be able to talk about, you know, Crown, because it has been a really, really, you know, a fast thing to do, this whole project. You know, it actually started with Frontiers emailed me about being a part of a recording of their own, you know, and mm-hmm. after that they told me that it was Jonah from Heath that was supposed to be the producer of the album. So when I met Jonah for the first time, you know, we have never actually worked together before. We have played together before, you know, with Heath and Art Nation, but never worked like this. So we just started up and started to talk about the project, and we decided very quickly actually to make the whole project more interesting, to try to evolve the project, you know, instead of just being this studio project, trying to evolve everything. And that's why I actually called Kicken and John and also Love from the first time, you know. So on that journey it is.
Bon bah voilà, comme le dit Alexander, hein, voilà, c'est un projet qui a vu le jour très rapidement. Donc comme vous l'avez compris, hein, Alexander, le chanteur de Art Nation, bah, il a discuté avec Frontier. Ce Jonati, qui est bien sûr le clavier, bassiste, guitariste, qui joue un peu plein de choses dans Hit, devait être le producteur. Et puis ils se sont rencontrés, ils ont dit bah, okay, let's go, on y va. Il y a bien sûr John Leven à la basse, hein, qui a rejoint le groupe. Et donc bah, c'est un projet qui va sortir donc, le 18 juin, et l'album s'appelle King of the North. Et on écoutera quelques extraits tout à l'heure, hein, c'est un album voilà, de pur Swedish metal. Alexander, I would like to say this is for the French listener, because we have a lot of French listener with like a Swedish band. This Crown, King in the North, it's totally 100% Swedish, made in Swedish.
Yeah, that's so cool. It's so cool that I'm in your program, you know. It feels so unreal every time, you know. It's so cool that you're speaking French, you know, and I'm just sitting here and, you know, don't know a shit about what you guys are talking about. But that's cool.
Ben voilà, donc il est voilà, c'est du 100% suédois. Le cet album, bah, c'est des vrais Suédois qui ont mis leurs différents groupes, leurs différents aspects de musiciens sur ce projet Crowns King in the North. Alexander, we came in March with the first release, which is totally a surprise for a lot of fans all over the world, with the first song, which is called Mad World. What a surprise when I see this first video, because for sure we don't have any idea that a band called Crown came a few weeks or a few days after this COVID period and something like that. But with the first release, Mad World, we approached the music with the band with a different sound, so it's totally a surprise. This first release, Mad World. What is the feedback now that you receive for the different listener all over the world after this first release, which came in the beginning of March?
Yeah, I mean, as you said yourself, it was not so many people that were expected, you know, something new because of the pandemic, because everyone has been, you know, very, very quiet. And I mean, I think that's what's the main reason why I try to do this, you know, like a bigger thing, because I was so frustrated with my own band. Everyone was trying to focus in on different things, you know. So that's why I think that many people became very happy, because in the pandemic everyone has been very, very down, and you know, everyone is missing live music. So I think that very much of the feedback that has been positive has been, you know, of course that everyone is like the music, but also because everyone has felt it has been a very brave thing for us, you know, to release something totally new during something, you know, very hard and globally like the pandemic. So, yeah.
Et ben voilà, donc la question, hein, c'était quand le premier titre est sorti, c'était Mad World qui est venu comme ça de n'importe où. On s'est dit, mais qu'est-ce que c'est que ce groupe, hein, Crown? Et puis quand on a vu le groupe qui était, voilà, on s'est dit, mais qu'est-ce que c'est que ce projet? Et comme le dit Alexander, hein, ben voilà, on a travaillé pendant cette période de pandémie et lui était un petit peu, voilà, avec Art Nation, il se passait pas grand-chose. Donc il a été content de faire ce disque et puis on attend la suite, hein, pour le coup. And just after Alexander, we released months after months, I would like to say, some other single, hein, because we are Shower Line, who is coming on April, and now since many days we have Perceval, who is coming to the world, I would like to say, to see, hey, we have some single. That's a very hard approach, month by month, to explore the music regarding Crown. Is this totally what you expected to release these different singles month after month?
Yeah, I mean, I have always thought, you know, in the modern world to try to, you know, release as much music as you can, because today it's so easy to, you know, to find new artists and new music, and you need to stick out, you know, from the crowd. And I think that's one of the most important thing, to always have something to show, you know, to your fans and to the crowd and to all the crowds, you know. So I think it has been, you know, a really successful ID and vision from Frontier's side, you know, to release single after single. So but now it's no single left, so now it's just the album coming out in 4 weeks or something like that.
Bah comme voilà, la question un petit peu marrante, hein, voilà, donc l'idée de Frontier, c'était de sortir trois titres, hein, donc le Mild World, le Charoline et le Perceval. Donc un titre est sorti tous les mois, et puis comme vient de le dire Alexander, bah c'était aussi de pouvoir partager cette musique. Et donc la prochaine sortie, il y aura plus de single, la prochaine sortie, donc c'est l'album Kings in the North, qui sera dans les bacs donc le 18 juin, et donc on pourra écouter tous ces grands titres. Moi j'ai eu la chance de pouvoir écouter. Voilà, c'est une très très bonne surprise. C'est du pur Sweden. Alors vous savez ma joie et ma bonne humeur quand on parle de musique suédoise, hein. Donc moi, pour moi, c'est un grand plaisir d'avoir ce groupe et d'avoir pu écouter ces titres. Alexander, one words regarding the band, because we have some crazy people who is playing with you. Do you think after this pandemic and when it's possible to have some show, you have the possibility to play some gigs, maybe in Sweden and maybe after that for some other country, or it's totally a project, I would like to say, only a project to release something on CD, on web and something like that, and that's all. But do you think you have the possibility to play some songs live with this band?
Yeah, I mean, we have actually talked about that in Crown, you know. Just we have tried, at least we have tried to see this as something more than just a project. But I mean, for us right now, the most important thing is that we will try to find a way to promote this album during the pandemic, because we can't go out live even if we wanted to. But then we have, you know, John has Europe and Jonas Heath and I have Art Nation, and I mean, right now me and Kicken have decided that he and I are gonna try to do this as big as we can. We will of course try to do some live shows, and if Jonah and John has the time to, you know, be part of that. That would be amazing. But for now, we can say, you know, yes or no, because they because they don't know how much time they will have. Because I know that Europe has canceled their world tour because of the pandemic, and they will. And I mean, of course, they will try to, you know, go out and reschedule all that. And I mean, Heath is full up with Kenny and the rechange with Eric and him. So I mean, yeah, it's about to go out and play this with
that. Et ben voilà, comme le dit Eric, hein, bah, suivant ce qui sera disponible de faire. Effectivement, ils aimeraient bien faire de jouer en concert, hein, mais comme il le dit, lui, Alexander, aura certainement plus de temps avec Christian, mais pour le coup, avec Jonah et qui joue dans Heat, hein, et puis John Leven, bien sûr, qui joue dans Europe, dont sa tournée, son World Tour a été annulé. Bah, s'ils peuvent venir, ça sera super. S'ils ne peuvent pas, bah, ils essaieront quand même de faire des dates, mais c'est vrai que c'est très compliqué. Puis pour l'instant, comme il n'y a pas de date de remise en place, c'est plutôt difficile. Alexander, one word about Art Nation, because I'm really happy to speak with you about Art Nation. Your last release is called Transition. It's a little bit funny it's a little bit funny when I see the title track, Revolution, Liberation, Transition. So what is the next title for your album?
Yeah, I know.
Congratulations.
Exactly. We maybe need something like that to survive everything right now. But I mean, it's so hard because, you know, Art Nation has always been a band that always has been, you know, in a way that always wanted and needed to evolve, you know. Mm. So that's why we always have, you know, this kind of, you know, titles, you know, something that has to be with something to evolve, or, you know, being your true self or something like that. But I mean, for now, we actually don't have any plan, because if I'm being totally honest, it actually was really, really hard for us to release, you know, Transition. We had worked on that album for, you know, almost a year. We had invested so much time and money in the album, and then we released it, and then the pandemic, you know, came over us. And it, I mean, these days in the modern music business, it's so hard to release something in the hard rock scene and then not go out and tour, you know, and doing live shows. So I mean, for us, it has almost been like we never released Transition. I mean, of course, our you know, delayed fans has also, of course, you know, wrote to us and have, you know, talked very nice about the album. But it has been, you know, maybe the worst release from Art Nation's side, from our point of view, because we haven't been able to go out and promote it. So it really took hard on especially me. So at the moment, it has been very important to me to just, you know, sit down and just thinking about what's next for me in Art Nation, and what's next for, you know, the sound, the members, the label. You know, it's like I have come to this, you know, crossroad that I need to, you know, decide which I need to, you know, walk. So it has been very hard for me. So that's why I think Crown has been a savior, because I have been able to, you know, be creative in that project instead, you know. Mm.
Ben voilà, c'est clair, hein, comme il le dit Alexander. Donc Art Nation, ils ont sorti, donc c'est un groupe qui a été formé à Gothenburg en 2014, hein, je vous le rappelle. Donc ils ont sorti un album en 2015 qui s'appelait Revolution. En 2017, c'était Libération. Et en 2019, on avait Transition. Et comme le dit Alexander, bah, c'est très difficile parce que le dernier album, bah, ils n'ont pas pu le défendre. Et puis ils se posent maintenant beaucoup de questions, parce que quelle est la suite pour Art Nation? Est-ce qu'ils vont continuer, pas continuer? Et comme il le dit, bah, c'était hyper... Ça lui a fait du bien d'être dans Crown, parce que pendant ce temps-là, il a pu composer, et puis il a un petit peu mis Art Nation de côté. Est-ce que ça va être la suite? Est-ce qu'il va devoir faire autre chose? Bah, c'est un petit peu la difficulté du moment. Alexander, after this release of Crown, of course, and maybe the reflection regarding Art Nation. Do you have some other project in parallel, or you have just to focus on this, we'd like to say, two bands, to see what is the next step during this end of this year, 2021?
I mean, that's also a hard question to answer, because at the moment I actually don't know. I just know that I really want to, you know, go out and play. And I mean, right now I really feel that if I can, you know, plan the time well so I can be out and tour both with Crown and our nation, it would be amazing. And I mean, I'm already writing songs for also more Crown songs, but then I also have my pop solo career, you know. I have been very successful here in Sweden with my own, you know, solo pop songs, and I have done some big TV shows and that kind of things, and I know that I really want to focus, you know, a little at least on that as well. So,
bah voilà, comme l'a dit Alexander.
So it's hard because
that's a hard question for a Saturday night. Voilà, bah comme le dit Alexandre, hein, effectivement, bah c'est compliqué, voilà, c'est compliqué. Il réfléchit à sa carrière solo, il fait une très belle carrière solo dans un groupe pop suédois, hein, qui marche beaucoup, je vous invite à aller écouter. Et puis il écrit des titres aussi pour Crown, il ne sait pas ce que sera demain dans Art Nation, bah, c'est une période un peu difficile pour tous les artistes un petit peu partout dans le monde. Alexander, before we ending this interview, what is the last three CDs at your lessons? These few days, do you listen something in particular during this period, or it's only pop songs or something like that? What is your last three CDs that you listened a few weeks or a few days ago?
Oh, that's also a hard question. It's only hard questions in your program, man. I have always been, you know, very, very open-minded, all kind of music. You know, my father is a professional opera singer, and I've been, you know, raised in this very musical family. So, I mean, I literally listening to everything from, you know, classical music to radio pop music, but for now I have always, you know, tried to never stop, you know, listen to my metal and hard rock music. So for now I think I'm gonna say that I'm listening a lot to, you know, bands like Nightwish and Within Temptation and that kind of, you know, metal bands, but I mean, sometimes it's just pure 80s, you know, like Danger and that kind of band. So you never know with me. It's kind of, you know, what humor I waking up on, you know. So.
Bah voilà, comme le dit Alexander, j'ai encore posé une question compliquée. Alors c'est pas trois CD, mais comme il le dit, son père est un super chanteur, et puis il est très ouvert, donc il écoute de tout, des classiques. Il écoute Nightwish, Within Temptation, il écoute du Danger, voilà, un très bon choix, Danger. Et puis il est très ouvert. Alexander, I would like to say thank you so much for your time on this Saturday evening. Cross finger for the Crown release, King of the North. But before the end, do you have a message?
Thank you so much, my friend.
Yeah, do you have a message for the French listener?
I just want to tell all the French listeners that like the things I'm doing, that I'm so grateful and thankful for you guys supporting me and my work. You know, it's you that made career, you know, floating around, so thank you so much.
Eh bien, Alexandre, merci beaucoup. Tack, I would like to say in Swedish.
Thank you.
Have a nice evening. I'm really waiting your release of King of the North. Nous, on va écouter, bien sûr, le dernier titre, Perceval. Alexandre, thank you so much. Cross finger for this release and hope to see you soon. I don't know where, I don't know when, but for sure,
thank you.
Live show, it's available as soon as possible, so for sure, keep finger for the show.
Yeah, I'm gonna do that. Take care, my friend.
Take care, Alexander. Have a nice evening in Sweden and yeah. Speak to you very soon.
Vinyl Time, classique rock radio, pousse le volume à 11.